Making sure prison release orders are properly verified is the goal of a bill authored by Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers in his capacity as chair of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee.
Last year, we had a couple of inmates that escaped because of some fraudulent papers. What this would do, it would require that the Department of Corrections to verify and authenticate the signature of the release from the actual judge and the clerk of court prior to any change in release dates.
Last August and September, two convicted killers, Joseph Jenkins and Charles Walker, escaped from Franklin County Prison using forged documents that appeared to have a judge's signature and were filed through the Orange County Clerk of Courts. The escaped prisoners were arrested in mid-October in Panama City, and a later probe showed that several other inmates had also tried similar escape attempts. But the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is still looking into how the fake documents got to the clerk's office. Still, Orlando Democrat Darren Soto says the measure helps to put the people who he represents' minds at ease.
Thank you, Senator Evers, for helping make our community safer. I can't tell you how many calls I got that day in Orlando when two folks who were coming back to Orlando, escapees from our state prison that hadn't had escapees in years. So hopefully we'll keep the door shut this time.
The Senate unanimously passed the measure Tuesday and sent the measure to the House. The Senate also recently passed a measure with a near unanimous vote that is a priority for the Florida Department of Corrections and seeks to make life easier for former inmates when they're released from prison. Its Senate sponsor is Altamont Springs Republican David Simmons.
CS for CS for SB 274 requires the Department of Corrections to work with the Department of Health and the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles to ensure that every Florida-born inmate who leaves prison has a state identification card, a replacement identification card or a replacement driver's license, and a certified copy of their birth certificate at no cost to the inmate.
Getting a state-issued ID is one of the biggest obstacles ex-inmates face upon their release from prison. And House sponsor Ocala Republican Dennis Baxley says it's time to help these former inmates get a second chance.
If you give people a photo ID, we know who they are. They can apply for a job, and they can open a bank account and re-enter life. We need to get that tool in their hand before they go to transition programs so they can go to work and rebuild a life. We don't need people to come back to prison. This is a simple tool and a core to this bill.
His measure already passed the House last month. After the Senate's recent passage of the bill, the measure is heading back to the House with one new change. The measure that's expected to cost thousands of dollars now includes more money to help pay for mobile units for DMV officials to help process the anticipated increase in state-issued IDs. Meanwhile, a measure that's now headed to the governor is aimed at reforming Florida's juvenile justice system. The bill by Fleming Island Republican Rob Bradley rewrites the state law that governs Florida's juvenile justice system and places more of an emphasis on juvenile delinquents.
It codifies best practices that the DJJ has undertaken in recent years and reflects the department's goals to provide the right services to youth at the right time in the right way, in order to maximize public safety and be proper stewards of taxpayer dollars.
One bill provision allows youth who have multiple arrests within a short time frame to stay in secure detention regardless of the offense. It also makes it a third-degree felony for a Department of Juvenile Justice employee to willfully neglect a juvenile offender in their care. That's in part because of an offender who died in 2011 from a cerebral hemorrhage in a youth detention facility. Employees there failed to call for help before about 6 hours after he complained he wasn't feeling well. While she applauds the outlined reform so far, Tampa Democratic Senator Arthenia Joyner says she hopes in the future lawmakers can do more for these juvenile offenders. Some of Joyner's suggestions came from a coalition of groups, which includes the James Madison Institute, the Children's Campaign, and the FSU Project on Accountable Justice. Their goal is to make sure juveniles aren't prosecuted within the adult criminal justice system.
There was considerable press about juveniles who were being housed in county jails and that they were subject to the standards used in jails as opposed to the ones used in juvenile detention facilities.
Joyner later withdrew her amendment, and the measure not only passed unanimously in the Senate, it also gained a unanimous vote in the House. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.